From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, with an update from the Darling Downs Radio Club. The 14 October meeting from DDRC will feature another How to Do It session, and we're talking makers. A maker is defined as a person who experiments with creating, constructing, modifying, or repairing objects, especially as a hobby, which makes ham radio operators amongst the very original makers. This meeting, we'll look at the world of 3D printing and ask, how can that help with our hobby? To answer that question, we've invited Toowoomba's maker queen, Steph Piper, head of the UniSQ Makerspace and a leader in Australia's wearable electronics maker community. Steph will show us how 3D printing works and what we can do with it. Steph Piper is one of an emerging breed of technologists. Steph is focused on how to merge creative arts and electronics, and she's passionate about passing important skills to kids. She designs multicolour circuit boards, teaches 3D printing and modelling, is a whiz with Arduino, and has lit the story bridge. Steph also creates soldering kits that help introduce people to the world of electronics. You might just take away an inspirational idea for a birthday or Christmas present for the younger people in your family. Come along to the Darling Downs Radio Club's next monthly meeting at 1900 on 14th of October at the Toowoomba Library. Everyone is welcome. You can get all the details on the club website at www.ddrci.org.au, where you'll also find the open invitation to join us for our next very social lunch on Saturday, the 12th of October, at the Southern Hotel. That URL again, ddrci.org.au, and all the detail is on the homepage under Coming Events. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and I'd love to say hi to you at the meeting.
This is Q News from VK4WIA, coming to you from volunteer relay stations around Queensland, Australia, and the World Wide Web.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. The club's annual general meeting was held on Saturday, August 24, with 24 members in attendance, including one online. In a part refresh of the executive committee, members welcomed Alan, VK4AJG, as secretary, and John, VK4JBX, as vice president, alongside President Peter, VK4SIR, and Treasurer Ian, VK4LIP. Before the AGM, former long-serving Secretary and Wison Coordinator Greg, VK4GJW, indicated he would step down from both roles after 8 years. Mark, VK4SMA, also stepped down as Vice President. From the annual Wison report, it was noted that these events are a big part of keeping the club afloat. A sincere thank you to all members who gave up their time to provide communication services and support the club. Your efforts provide a safety net for the competitors in areas where no other communication coverage is reliable. There's now more members trained on the various functions of these operations, and this includes checkpoints, base operations, and operating the portable repeater. In addition to that, some members have taken on an organising role for some events. This is very much appreciated as it spreads the load across the member base. The next Wison event is the Mount Glorious Trail on November 10. At least 15 operators are needed. If you can help, please contact Paul, VK4PMC, via email ipswichwison@gmail.com. And finally, at the August monthly meeting, the club welcomed its newest member, Ian, VK4HIB. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 AM transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking. I had an event in the past week that made me consider the importance of diversity. What I mean is that for my video watching, I basically depend on YouTube, which is a subsidiary of the megalith we remember as Google. I had accumulated a number of amateur radio videos that I kept for reference in various subjects, and it was handy to have this library of a few dozen items when I wanted to review my understanding of different subjects. Then I turned on the TV, pressed the button and the remote to be greeted by a message that I was no longer signed in. Don't you love the power of the tech giants to control our activities? I left the matter ride for a few hours and the following day had the same result. So I concluded it wasn't an issue with the TV firmware, or the router, or the NBN service. I located the correct password and logged in to find that my library had been removed, as well as my favourite channels. Thus became a period of wasted time finding and restoring as much of the lost material as I could. The whims and fancies of many of these services that people use on the internet are often fraught with issues. Remember the famous actor who wanted to will his streaming music collection to his offspring? He found out that despite all the subscription fees that he had paid and the belief that he was paying to own the material, he was in fact only buying the rights to play that music during his lifetime. Similar stories exist concerning operating systems for computers. It's really a catch-22 situation that you need the operating system to run your computer, but the developers claim ownership. If they decided that they will not provide backward compatibility and you can find your gear as vulnerable to cyber attacks or obsolescence in the future. I have some gear that uses Windows 10 and doesn't meet the requirements for the next iteration of the future one that is on the drawing boards. Sadly, some of my needs won't be met by reverting to a Windows 7 commercial version, so like many others, I have the choice to make of upgrading or risking the viability of those systems. There are no doubt numerous examples of similar plans of big business to extract more of the folding stuff from us. It's important to the private user and possibly more important to clubs who have to maintain records and keep access for defined times. There have been attacks on cloud services and magnetic media has a certain period that it remains viable. We older people can remember the entry of the personal computer into our lives and its adoption into the field of amateur radio, the cussedness of those early machines, particularly the IBM clones, was something that people said would drive a teetotaler to drink. The reliability of our systems is so much better, but our dependency on monopolistic supply chains can still prevent total security for the user. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.